Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Jagadanand Pandit. Devotees make no inner distinction between Satyabhama and Jagadanand Pandit, as stated in the Gaura Ganodesh Dipika 51. Jagadanand Pandit is the very life of the Lord. He is known everywhere as being a manifestation of Satyabhama. Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.10.29. All glories to Gauranga, the life of Jagadanand and Sri Garbha. All glories to the wealth of Vakreshwar Pandit. The date and the place of Jagadanand Pandit's birth are unknown. Devotees who are seeking devotion as the goal of their lives do not consider detailed information about a spiritual master's material identity to be essential. From Chaitanya Bhagavat, we learn that Jagadanand Pandit was present at the Srivas Angan and at Chandrasekhara's house after Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya and participated in the beginnings of the Sankirtan movement. All the Vaishnavas felt great enthusiasm when they heard that Mahaprabhu had begun his Sankirtan movement. Every night, these Kirtans took place in the house of Srivas Pandit and on certain occasions in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Nityanand, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, Vidyanidhi, Murari, Hiranya, Haridas, Gangadas, Vanamali, Vijaya, Nandan, Jagadanand, Buddhimanta Khan, Narayan. These were some of the personalities who stayed with the Lord as he danced. Others than such intimate associates, no one was allowed entrance into the Sankirtan. Thus, from Vrindavan Das's account, we know that Jagadanand Pandit is an eternal associate of the Lord and participated with him in his Navdvip Sankirtan pastimes. From this, we can summarize that he was born somewhere in Bengal. The first time that Mahaprabhu wished to go to Vrindavan, he came to Gaur Mandal from Puri. He stayed in Vidyanagar for 5 days. From there, he went to Kulia and then through Malda district to the village of Ramakheli, where he met with Roop and Sanatan. Jagadanand was amongst the associates of Mahaprabhu, present on the occasion along with Nityanand, Haridas, Srivas, Gadadhar, Mukund, Murari and Vakreshwar. Jagadanand Pandit was a permanent associate of the Lord at Puri. Gadadhar Pandit, Vakreshwar, Damodhar, Shankar, Haridas, Jagadanand, Bhavanand, Govind, Kashishwar, Paramanand Puri and Swaroop Damodar all came and made their residence in Puri. They, along with Ramanand Rai and other long-time residents of Sri Shretra, were Mahaprabhu's permanent companions. Jagadanand Pandit's mood was primarily that of Madhurya Ras, which was very pleasing to Mahaprabhu and won his heart. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is described as follows. Paramanand Puri had parental affection for Mahaprabhu. Ramanand Rai had love for him in pure friendship. Govind Das's love for him was as a servant. Gadadhar, Jagadanand and Swaroop Damodar worshipped in the ecstasy of the chief rasa. Mahaprabhu's heart was won by these four different loving attitudes. By Mahaprabhu's mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave up his predilection for the impersonal philosophy of Mayavada and took up the path of devotion. He then had a vision of Mahaprabhu in a six-armed form, which inspired him to compose a Sanskrit hymn to the Lord in 100 verses. He wrote the first 2 verses glorifying Mahaprabhu on a palm leaf and gave it to Jagadanand to bring to the Lord. Mukund Dutt was there when Jagadanand came from Sarvabhauma's house. carrying Jagannath Prasad and the palm leaf. He took the precaution of copying these two verses down on the wall in front of the Lord's residence before Jagadanand carried it to show him. As soon as Mahaprabhu saw the verses, which glorified him as an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, he tore up the palm leaf. Because Mukund had preserved the verses on the wall, however, the devotees were able to obtain the great joy from reading them. The verses meant as follows. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ocean of transcendental mercy, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to teach us detachment, real knowledge, and his devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has taken the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, has appeared to reveal the ancient system of devotional services to himself, which had almost been lost due to the influence of time. I pray that the honeybee of my mind will drink deeply of the honey of his lotus feet. As in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.6.253-4, Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka 6.74. Mahaprabhu took sannyas during the fortnight of the waxing moon of the month of Magha, January-February. He arrived in Neelachal in the month of Falgun, that is February to March. In the month of Chaitra, that is March to April, he converted Saurabhauma Bhattacharya to Vaishnavism. In the month of Vaishakh, that is April to May, he left for his pilgrimage to the south of India. When Mahaprabhu said that he wanted to go on the pilgrimage alone, Nityanand Prabhu told him that he should not travel by himself and suggested that he would accompany him. At this time, Mahaprabhu showed his great affection for his companions by remonstrating with him and refusing their company on this pilgrimage. Of Jagadanand, he said, Jagadanand wants me to enjoy sense gratification. I try to do whatever he tells me because I am afraid of him. Whenever I act contrary to his wishes, he gets angry and stops talking to me for 3 days at a time. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.7.21-2. While Mahaprabhu was travelling in the south, the devotees waited for him in great distress caused by his absence. The deeper one's love, the more one feels the pain of separation. The sign of real love is in the intensity of the joy one feels at being united with someone from whom one has been separated. After travelling for several months, the Lord arrived in Alanath near Puri and sent his servant Krishna Das to tell Nityanand and other devotees that he had returned. The enthusiasm that they all felt for seeing him again knew no bounds, and they all rushed to Alanath. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes their reaction to the news of his arrival in his Chaitanya Charitamrita as follows. As soon as Nityanand heard of Mahaprabhu's arrival, he immediately got up to go to see him. Indeed, his love for the Lord made him very impatient. Jagadanand, Damodar Pandit and Mukund danced as they went to greet the Lord, their bodies unable to hold back their ecstasy. Nityanand Prabhu, Jagadanand and other advised Mahaprabhu to send Krishna Das to Gauda to tell Sachi that the Lord had returned from his pilgrimage to South India. Mahaprabhu approved of the idea out of a desire to give pleasure to his devotees. Gradually, in the company of Jagadanand, Mahaprabhu met with all the devotees who had come to live in Puri, including Swaroop, Damodar Ramanand Rai, Haridas Thakur, etc. One of Jagadanand's most enjoyable services to the Lord and his devotees was to satisfy them with the foodstuffs that he had himself cooked. On this occasion, Jagadanand was amongst his companions when he travelled through Orissa and Gowda. They went to Panihatti, Kumarahatta, Kholia village, Ramakeli, etc., before finally turning back from the village of Kaner Natchala to return to Puri, abandoning the pilgrimage to Vrindavan because of the large crowd of companions which had gathered around him. The Lord vowed that the next time he would travel to Vrindavan all alone. When he did go again, he took the path through the Jharkhand jungles, accompanied only by a servant named Balabhadra Bhattacharya. When he returned by the same path, he was once again reunited with his loving devotees, including Jagadanand, who had once again been suffering greatly in his absence. This reunion was so joyful that it is beyond any description. There were many other interesting pastimes of Jagadanand Pandit as these. The date and place of Jagadanand Pandit's departure from this world are unknown. Thank you, Hare Krishna.